Zohar Halacha and Chodesh Halvogus, or the Gimel Marcheshva, Tov Shinayim Dalet. Halacha is going to be about Mayim Achronim, then we're going to continue Chodesh Halvogus, Shahar Precious. Mayim Achronim. So, it's worthless to dip your fingertips in water or pour water over your fingertips. It's worthless. Don't bother. The din is, the minimum is till the second, whatever, maybe it's called the knuckles, I don't know, the person has a lot of knuckles. The second Tishrei Etzba is the minimum in all the fingers, and the first in the thumb, because that's all the thumb has. Well, the first in the thumb and the second in the other fingers, the BRL, that's the minimum, if you're doing Mayim Achronim. You know, I'm not going into how much, if it's a Chiyuv, it's Manazeh. It's certainly preferable to do it if your hands are dirty or oily or fatty or you feel dirty, then it's an absolute chiyuv before you make a bracha, before you bench, to wash mayim achronim. So it's the minimum is still there. The Bi'ur Halacha brings down and says it's tov to do the whole hand, the entire finger and the palm of the hand, meaning that's the whole hand till the wrist. If certainly if you have dirt lichluch on your hand, then it becomes a chiyuv, and that's it. That's mayim achronim. You don't need a cup. You don't need, some say you need kalach gavra, but certainly the faucets are not. You don't have to pour onto your hand from a kli. Okay, chavis al dovis, I really want to skip the next piece. Because when you hear the next piece, you're going to say, oh, come on. To say you have to be a porush in what you, in your talking, it really made sense to a lot of people. If you did the chavis al dovis as eitzah, then you see that 80% of what you say all day is varim betalim and worthless and not meaningful in any meaningful way. If you do his eitzah of record it and listen to it at night, and you'll see. Then the next thing was to be a parush with what you see. You go, well, yeah, I can certainly go along with that, even not varim asurim, but what are you? Yeah. Then he said, be a parush in your hearing. You say, okay, the Chag Halav is a good man, taka. But now we're going to learn the next one, and you're going to say, come on, what do you want from me? And I'm afraid it would make you say, well, then everything else is also not shaykh. But we're going to learn it, we're going to be faithful to the Sefer. Whenever you learn the Chag Halav goes to the mountaintop. It's not like Mesula Sishorim, which is very gradations, you know, zeros, rezus. When he explains an inyan, he explains Avos Hashem, or he explains Kaniya, or he explains Bitachon. So he goes for the ultimate, he goes for the jugular. If you can reach that, and he tells you how to get there. So now, if we can get there, that would be wonderful. How many people can get the full-fledged Bitachon the way the Chavis Halavos described it? I talked about it the first night of Sukkos. Very few people. But, as Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, as Atzal said many times, if you can do it once a month, or once a year, or maybe even once in your lifetime, you've achieved great success. So it's certainly kedai to learn it, and to know what we're aiming for, and maybe we can do a little of it, or maybe we can do it sometimes, and at least we know what's right and what's wrong. You know, he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't tailor his message to fit the audience like a politician does. And so we're going to learn the next piece. Now you may listen to it and say, I don't know what the Rav's talking about. V'shtadal achar kach, after you've worked on precious in talking and precious in seeing and precious in hearing, work next on le'esor, to bind. Not to forbid, but to rein in. Chush hatam. That you want things to taste good. You'll eat only what's necessary to live on. But then he's going to talk about being porish from the hano of eating. The tifrosh mimashu yosem yizeh. What you don't need to live. It's very good diet advice. Someone should write a diet book based on the following paragraph from Chavis Halvavos. The Thinking Man's Diet Book. By Rav Bachia Ibn Pakuda. Shetamit b'minei haliftan. What do you have to put something on your bread for? bread is the staff of life. What do you need peanut butter for? What do you need butter for? Just as the bread should taste good. Eat the bread. What's wrong with bread? So first he says, cut down. You know, you go into a store, especially in Israel, they have like an array of dips. Everything. In America, they have an array of food. Here, they have an array of dips. That was one of the first things I noticed when I came to sell Baruch Hashem. I got more of an idea that the ikar of a meal is bread. I grew up like, who eats bread? Like bread is like, if you don't want to make brachas, you know, you're weighing what's more kedai, the bench or make brachas, which is the least tircha. But that bread should be the main meal. It's very much not the main meal. I mean, Baruch Hashem, they're blessed with food, a lot of food. And I came to Eretz Yisrael, and even when I went to Simchas, this was 16 years ago, bread was the main thing, and then everything was a dip. And everything was really lipos hapas. And even when they served you that little piece of chicken at the chasana, it was really for lipos hapas. And that's really, but now, for better or for worse, it's getting very westernized, and they give you a choice of schnitzel or, what do they always give you a choice? Schnitzel or? Go on, by a chasana. Schnitzel or oaf or something? My kid, we say, Haseda lo mishaneh. That's what we say. Shatamad b'mine ha-lifton. You don't need so many dips. You don't have to have a choice of making your bread taste good. He's going to soon say, leave it off altogether. V'tismoch ha-lifton echad ba'ot shetuchal. Pick one thing. Pick peanut butter. Pick butter. What do you need all these things for? Via daibim at memenu kafisha tuchal, limit the different flavorings that you enjoy. Viskavin bo, and the main thing is kedei lahagia halechem el bitnocha. You know, you want to have the nutrition of the bread. So you know, it's hard maybe to eat just plain bread. So you have something to help the flow. Lo latanug, but your purpose should be to make the bread more palatable, not to enjoy the taste of what you're eating. And sometimes, once in a while, you'll eat the bread without it having any other taste to it. And that's how you get used to things. You do a little, once in a while, once a week, then maybe twice a week. So that it gets easier and easier to refrain from having any lifton at all on the bread. Now we buy things in a store. There they made things. So he says, if leave off the lifton that is hard to make, like don't put your koiches and energies into making, you know, fancy concoctions. And he says, I don't know, this is maybe where the pizza guys got it from. Kizesim, you use olives, ugvino, cheese, vateinim, figs, vanovim, grapes. Put that, that's simple. You don't have to make fancy concoctions. Limit the enjoyment of your eating. We'll continue tomorrow with the Thinking Man's Diet.